This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie and see what you can build with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Luxury Bedding and Furniture. And the reason we're mentioning them is they have the deal of the century. If you've been thinking about upgrading your stairs and landing, they have a fantastic offer right now. You can get a full stairs and landing package for just €500, reduced from €1,099, and that will cover up to 16 square yards. It includes high quality canvas back carpet, a heavy duty underlay, everything you need all in, and they have lots and lots and lots of rolls of carpet in stock to choose from, so there's something to suit every style. But as the expression goes, when they're gone, they're gone. Isn't that right, Jeremy?
Yeah, and I would like to say as well, because somebody asked me, are there any hidden costs? And can I tell you this right now? Stop, turn down that music for a second. I'm trying to be serious here.
You're trying to be serious?
I can't read an
you
ad.
You don't have that in you.
There's no hidden costs. What you see is what you get. It's reduced from €1,099 to €500. We don't brush anything under the carpet.
Oh, is that a pun?
Oh, it is actually. So there's no hidden cost, and they will measure it for free. Yeah.
Yep.
It won't cost. Basically, you just have to give them €500. That's all you have to give them.
And you can have your hall stairs and your stairs and landing. Yeah. You have one.
No hidden costs. We brush nothing under the carpet.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
You can visit them at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture with showrooms at Harmonstown Road in Raheny and Upper Main Street in Rush, or visit their website, carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. For a limited time, you can transform your stairs and landing for just €500. Really is a great deal, isn't it? It's a fantastic
deal. It's what you would call a red carpet event.
You can get all sorts of colours.
No,
not
I know,
just
but
red carpets.
No, but red, it's a red carpet for important people. It's a red carpet event.
Get in touch with Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today, and don't forget to tell them that the lads from Opinions Matter sent you. So what do we want to talk about on... Oh, sorry, before I tell you what we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast, I want to give away another one of our Opinions Matter reusable travel mugs. We asked you to WhatsApp us on the last episode with the answer to a question. Here we go.
Hi, guys. The answer is The Purge. My name is Sarah Noble, and I would love to win your coffee cup because yous are bleeding deadly and I listen to yous all the time. That's why I would love them. Thanks, guys.
There you go. That's Sarah. That's Sarah from Bray in County Wicklow.
And Sarah, by appealing to our massive egos...
Yeah, that's why she won. That's literally why she won.
When people tell us we're great, we just give them things.
Absolutely. That's why you won, Sarah. So keep up the good work.
I'll just keep telling us we're great. So.
We have another one of our travel mugs to give away at the end of this episode. So stay listening to the end of the episode. We have another question, another silly question for you to be in with the chance of winning one of our reusable travel mugs. Now I'll tell you what we want to talk about. Kira has been in contact with us and she says, I love your podcast and listen to it every evening going on my run. I've never heard you talk about snobbery before in relationships. Like, I'm from Leopardstown, supposedly a nice part of Dublin.
I'm from Leopardstown.
Well, you're not from Leopardstown. You live in Leopardstown.
Sorry, that means I'm from there.
No.
And I will agree with her. No, I don't know this woman from Adam. I will agree with you. It is a upper class part of Dublin. It is.
Upper class?
No, but I mean, no, it's...
Have you seen where you live?
Well, obviously I've seen where I live. I see it every day.
You live in a dog box in a concrete jungle.
It's not about the size. It's location. No, but what I'm saying is we're all quite well spoken around that area. You don't have cars up on...
We haven't even started the conversation an absolute knob.
You won't drive into our station and see cars up on bricks or graffiti on the walls. Deco loves Janice. Definitely, you won't see that. You won't see...
I continue with this message?
You won't see Yupros going around on an electric scooter.
You do, yeah. Saw them only last week.
What are you doing outside my house?
Anyway, I'm from Leopardstown, supposedly a nice part of Dublin, and you would not believe the judging that is going on from my family and friends over the fellow that I've been dating, because he's from Coolock and he's not my usual type. I've been told by some family and friends that he's not good for me. I can do better. And some of my friends slag the way he talks. It's the first time I've come across this sort of snobbery. Can you talk about this and find out why people judge people because of how they speak or where they're from? It is mad and really, really annoying me. So that's from a lady called Kira. So basically, she is... from Leopardstown, which Jeremy says, very posh part of town.
Well, no, it's posher than Coolock. That's just a statement of fact.
Okay. Would you be happy with your daughter going out with somebody?
Don't be asking me questions. My daughter, that's not even my headspace at the moment. Jesus, my daughters are barely in school at the moment, so...
Would you have an issue with this?
But I don't have dating daughters. Stop trying to drag me into a controversial opinion and make me sound like a prick.
But Leopardstown is terribly nice.
Well, no, that's
area.
Just a statement of fact. We pay more money because it's a nicer area. Well, we do.
Okay, but what do you make of the family and friends? So they slag the way he talks. He's from... we actually know the estate that he's from in Coolock specifically, where he lives.
We know also...
Also know that they met at work. That's how she made contact.
And we also know what one of her friends said he sounded like, and we didn't say it. Well, I'm going to say it because Adrian didn't want to say it because political correctness. One of her friends told her that your boyfriend sounds like a junkie. Now, Adrian didn't want to read that out because he thought it was quite offensive. But the point, people have this stereotypical junkie voice. That, how's it going? All right, Starry, what's the Starry? And we go to the movies tonight. I pick you up at 7. We go for a Domino's. That's what she's talking about.
Okay.
I couldn't go out with someone with that. Now, I have to be honest with you. I couldn't go out with someone with that accent.
Okay. That's probably exaggerated somewhat. The guy's from...
I actually know the
estate in Coolock that he's from. It's a council estate. It's certainly not the worst estate in the Coolock area.
Coolock. Okay, there we go.
It is in Coolock. But anyway, she's getting off the grief.
Yeah, it does exist. That's the thing. And here's the thing. Yes, here's the thing. You should listen to your friends and family, because a lot of the time, and I've experienced this with friends of mine, people outside a relationship can see things that when you're in a relationship, you can't. Do you ever look at a couple and you go, how can he be with her? Or how can she be with him? How can she...
But you're saying she should listen to her family and friends?
Yeah, of course, because they obviously...
She should dump them because they have an attitude towards
them? Have you never looked at a couple and gone, she's not right for him or he's not right for her? But when you're in a relationship, you can't actually see that the person...
Some family and friends have said things like, he's no good for me, I can do better, other friends slag the way he talks. This is just absolute, utter and total snobbery.
Nobody wants a daughter with a scanger. Your daughter's very lucky, and I know your daughter's partner, and he's a very nice fella. You wouldn't be happy with your daughter going out with some yupro who's going around on a scrambler bike or whatever the case may be. You wouldn't.
Our number is 085-825-2626.
All you want for your daughter...
We'd like to hear from you on this. It's an interesting conversation.
Friends always have your best interest at heart. Don't forget about that.
So she should listen to her friends and family and ring her boyfriend this evening. Can't go out with you anymore because you're from Coolock.
It's not because he's from Coolock. Jeez, I have family in Coolock. There's lovely people in Coolock. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying they've obviously seen something that she has not seen. And to be honest with you, it's probably fair to say that in a lot of cases, you don't have very posh people. Now, she has sent us a voice note before. Did you hear the voice note about a topic a couple of weeks ago?
No.
I'm obviously not going to play it on the air. But she sent us a voice note a couple of weeks ago. And I actually listened to it earlier on today, and she's very well spoken. She's very well spoken.
And what's the point you're making?
I'm saying you very rarely in relationships, you very rarely have people from different social classes. I'm not saying this right or wrong, by the way, but you very rarely have people from different social classes going out.
I just think this is the utmost in snobbery. I mean,
utmost.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like Edward said, what does it matter the way he talks? If she loves him, she loves him, and that's it. So you're saying that she should give in to her family and friends and dump the boyfriend because they don't approve? No, that's bullshit.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that sometimes friends can see things that other people. Oh God, people are angry with me already.
Yeah, don't blame them.
Somebody, did I say anything bad?
Yeah, Neverstown is a very nice area.
Well, no, that's not saying...
You sound like an absolute knob.
Sorry, how is that saying something bad?
It's just pretentious.
Everybody is a snob when it comes down to it, guys. I don't care what you say. Everybody is a snob.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me bring in some of your opinions on this. And this is Emma.
Jeremy, you're some fucking idiot sometimes, I swear to God. He's a yuck bro because of an accent. People can't tell where their accents like are from. He could be the most educated, lovely, nicest man in the world and you want her to leave him because of his accent. What the fuck is wrong with you sometimes, honest to God?
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Joseph, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joseph?
Adrian, hi. Jeremy, hi. I have to say I'm totally agreeing with Jeremy on this one. As a father of a daughter, she's in secondary school, she's in transition year, and is of the age now where I, unfortunately, as a dad, have to deal with this aspect of her life and the dating scene. But I will be honest with you, I will judge. I will absolutely judge.
You will absolutely judge. So hang on, you've just heard...
I would say it is incumbent on any parent to do so. Any
oh God, you sound like a snobby knob just like Jeremy.
That's
my expression for this podcast.
Sorry, Joseph,
a snobby knob.
Can I just say, by the way, to save my own skin, at the start he said I agree with Jeremy. Jeremy didn't say anything, by the way. I didn't say... All I said was that snobbery does exist. And you can see...
But you are the ultimate snob.
No, on our Facebook page, right straight away, there's a girl called Emma here who says, people always look disgusted when I say that my husband is from Cabra. This is real, lads. We're just discussing things that actually happen. And Adrian, you can have your head in the sand and don't think that it happens, but it does. And say, for instance, that fella Joseph there, he sounds well-spoken, well-educated. I don't know where you're from or anything like that. But the chances are is that his wife isn't some Ajay's as how are you.
Oh, God, no.
Now you're saying people from Coolock are Ajay's as how are you.
No, I'm not saying that.
But you are.
I bet you. But listen, I lived in Tala for many years and I got out of that shithole, thank God. But my daughter started dating a young fella from Tala, and as soon as I laid eyes on him, I just knew. You picture the stereotypical young guy, and that was it. That's what I had to deal with. The accent, it was, oh God, it was horrific. And I had to sit her down and tell her, look, this isn't happening.
And what reasons did you tell her this isn't happening?
Well, I'll lay it out from the start, Adrian. I judge, as any parent should, it's incumbent on any parent. I want to know who he is, where he's from, what he does, who his parents are, what they do, where they're from. I want the bloody history, because standards have to be met, whether we like it or not. And we all judge. And anyone that says they don't is a liar.
Sorry, hang on. Standards have to be met. What the hell does that mean?
Hang on, I've got an alarm going off in the background there. Sorry. I'm sorry, but I want my daughter to be with a guy of a certain standard. It's what I hope and I wish for my daughter. And while she's living under my roof and while she's still legally a child, they are the rules.
They are the rules. So
they are the rules. When she's old enough, when she's 18, she make her decisions. But I will still chime in because I'm her dad. That's my job. It's my job to protect her, to teach her right from wrong, to try and lead her the right way when it comes to men.
And what was wrong with her and respect her?
There was one thing. There was this guy she was seeing, and the one major red flag for me when she sat down and told me, look, I want you to meet this guy. I really like him. He does this Muay Thai boxing show, whatever it is. And I just thought, no. At one point, he got her ticket. tickets to this MMA thing in the Tree Arena, and I thought, there's not a hope in hell you're going to that absolute stroke fest. Because that's what they are. And that's what this guy, these fighting guys and stuff. He just,
Joseph,
you know,
I have adopted an expression for today's podcast, and that expression is snobby knob, and you sound like a snobby knob.
No, he doesn't.
Adrian, you're a father, are you not?
I am a father.
He sounds like somebody wants the best for his daughter. That's what he sounds like.
How would you feel if your daughter brought home this guy with the scrotiest of scroty
Conor McGregor.
Accent.
Conor McGregor, for argument's sake. Yeah, if your daughter dated Conor McGregor.
He's the hero of them all in that MMA world. But, I mean, that kind of guy, I couldn't quite believe it. I sat her down. I said, Rebecca, what are you doing?
Hang on for one second, Joseph. Surely, okay, your daughter's still a child, as you said yourself. She's, what, 16?
She's 16 now, yeah.
The bottom line is, when she's 18, she can date whoever she likes. She won't need daddy approval for her boyfriend. But what you're saying to me is,
well, she wants daddy approval. That's for sure. I mean, I'm sorry. I know that when she's 18, she's an adult. But I'm still her dad. I still love and care for her.
What I was about to say is, for me, the most important thing is that the person that my daughter is with is good to her,
treats her well.
That's all I really care about. Don't care what he speaks like, don't care what he works at, as long as he treats my daughter well and looks after her. That's all.
I'm sorry, they're chalk and cheese.
No, they are chalk and cheese. No, ultimately, if my daughter is happy, then I'm happy. That's really what it all comes down to.
That's bullshit, Adrian. Bullshit.
No, it's not.
Nobody wants their...
It's not bullshit.
Yes, it is. Nobody wants their son and daughter to... So, hang on. If this fella, that your daughter, for argument's sake, Adrian, was a lovely fella and treating her lovely, but he was a local drug dealer, would you still be happy? But he treats her lovely, because a lot of malls, women are with drug dealers, yeah, they get treated beautifully, they get lovely holidays.
This conversation isn't about dating a drug dealer. You said all that matters, yeah.
Now, there's a lot of malls who are very happy with their drug dealer boyfriends. Would you be happy?
No, obviously I wouldn't.
Okay, so
of
you wouldn't. Okay, well,
no.
There we go. Then you're agreeing with Joseph.
However, no.
Yeah.
Hang on, there's a difference between not being overly happy and then trying to... If I certainly wouldn't be blackmailing her to leave or anything of the sort.
I'll
chime in, Adrian. I mean, I want her to be with a guy who speaks the way she does, is as educated as she is, did as good in the Leaving Cert, has some sort of future. And you can see this from a mile off. When I met him, I thought, I couldn't quite believe it. We had to sit her down and say, look, I mean, we're not happy with this. We're not happy with this relationship. We'd like you to nip it in the bud. Because I'll be honest with you, I would have absolutely no interest in her in later years, in a couple of years, maybe meeting a guy of the same ilk and having to meet his parents. Could you imagine a child marrying into that kind of scenario? It's just a nightmare scenario for me. And call me a snob.
I did call you a snob. You are an absolute snob.
I'll take it. I'll wear that badge with pride.
Was it because he was from Tala? Was it because of the way he spoke? Or what was it that...
It was the way he spoke. It was his whole demeanor.
You're from Tala, are you not?
I lived in Tala.
Oh, sorry, you lived in Tala. Okay, so you're not...
I lived in Tala. I got out. But thank Christ.
This fella was your typical yuppro Tala head.
If you picture that stereotypical young fella. Now, listen, he was a good-looking guy. She quite liked him and all of that. But the whole Muay Thai fighting aspect of him, his accent... he worked in Tesco stacking shelves. He had no vision for the future. Hang on, Adrian, another red flag for me was he knew all about cars, all about them, the mechanics and all the rest of it. He's not a fucking mechanic. That was a red flag for me as well.
Okay, so, hang on. Firstly, he's a young fella. He's a teenager. He's working in Tesco packing shelves, and you're looking down your nose at him. What do you expect him to be?
Well,
a bank manager at 16?
hang on. They're transition year. It's where she was and where he is now. And they're not together now, thank Christ. But I remember when I met the guy, he had no clue what he wanted to do. He hadn't a brain cell. It's just, I tried to converse with him. I just thought, Jesus, no.
Hang on, Joseph. Your daughter liked him, yes?
Yes.
Did she happily finish the relationship with him, or did she finish the relationship with him under threat from you?
Well, I'm sure there was a reluctance, but I had my wife on side as well. We both decided, look, Jesus, we can't let this go any further. Let's nip it in the bud, because there was no future in it. They were so, I couldn't quite believe when she brought this guy to us, that they were chalk and cheese, and it was just not. I'm sorry, I can't be dealing with this.
Okay, to all our listeners level. Who are messaging us, and they're literally messaging us in their droves, agreeing with my description of you being a snobby knob, like, how dare you? Who do you think you are talking down
about? Because they can call me what they like. I couldn't give a flying fuck what other people say about me. But when it comes to my daughter, I'm sorry, I have a certain standard that I would hope that she would value herself enough to not lower herself to date a guy like this guy. It was just, no, I wasn't having it. I had to nip it in the bud. And, you know, and look, I know down the road when she's an adult, she'll make her own decisions and all of that. But as long as she lives under my roof, guys like that are not going to cross my
But head. Unfortunately, with your attitude, all you're going to succeed in doing is driving her into the arms of somebody like that, because
she'll find out the hard way when they typically up and leave or cheat or whatever the case may be. Adrian, I may be sounding harsh, but this guy
maybe.
No future. He had no future whatsoever. And I just thought, no. And I have a bright young woman in transition year. She'll do her leaving cert now in a couple of years. She'll head off to college and she'll go and live her life. And I don't want any hindrance of any sort with the likes
hindrance.
Of that. Because that's all, he'd be a hindrance. He would hold her back, Adrian. He would absolutely hold her back. She'd get all doe-eyed around him and just... No, I'm
okay,
sorry.
Do me a favour, Joseph. Hang on.
If you were to meet someone nice, I would, you know, again, I would judge. Sorry, I would absolutely judge.
Define nice. What is somebody nice?
Someone at her level, with the same intelligence, with a future, with a plan, a life plan. Someone with a good head on their shoulders. I would be happy with that. This guy was not it.
Stay there for one second, Joseph. Lee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy.
Well, Lee, what do you make of what you're hearing here?
I think I feel it is coming across as pure snobbery, to be honest, because I'm only a stone's throw up the road from Coolock originally, and I've gotten, you're posh, and I'm not. Far from it. I'm well-grounded.
And sorry, why would somebody say you're posh?
Because of where I'm from up the road, stone's throw originally. Because I'm not from Coolock, but I've gotten it the other way in the sense that, you're posh, or you're from such and such. And it's ridiculous. Before you even get to know someone, like if someone's very judgmental and has that attitude, you know it from the get-go. And I hate to say that because...
Okay, so
I don't mind that.
You've gotten basically reverse snobbery.
Exactly. Like, I've sort of experienced it, but like, I've also dated a lovely sound chap from Coolock, salt of the earth, and worked as hard as that, and well-spoken. But I hate that. It's like, I wouldn't say such and such because they're from Coolock, or they're from here or from there. Like, around the corner, there could be a drug dealer in a very nice estate that you live in.
Absolutely. Okay, Joseph, this comes down to you shouldn't judge a person on where they're from and how they speak. You shouldn't judge a person on either of those.
Anyone that says they don't is a liar. We all do
no,
it.
No, sorry, I agree
those
with
of
you.
Us that
people judge without judging. I agree with you. There is people judging without realizing they're even judging because we're human. But when you say because of the way someone talks, that young lad is only in fourth, fifth, whatever year he was. Fair play to him, he's working, he's earning a few quid, and you are coming across as pure snobbish. That's the way I look at it. I'm also a mother. And I would not teach my son how to parent is different. So how you parent is none of my business. I'm just speaking as to how I parent. And if my son
you have a son, okay. And if she's a hell yet, and a bit of a scangery accent, and you got chatting, and
what the hell you know is your definition?
I don't have to explain
this
to you. Hang on. When you're in conversation with people, you're trying to gauge their intelligence. You're trying to find out a little bit about them, whether they've a good head or not.
How do you know that young lad?
I spoke to him. In my defense, I met the guy. I said, okay, I'll meet him. I tried to talk to him. I was trying to get blood from a fucking stone. Not very well. Not well enough for me. Not well enough for me, I'm sorry.
That's the only thing that this poor young lad has.
No, listen, the accent was the first red flag. Then it was the Mai Tai. And then, it was in conversation with him, trying to glean any sort of bloody intelligence out of him, and there was none of it. Then I was asking him about his future. He had absolutely no plan.
I think you're being a bit harsh. Yeah. It's nerve-wracking for any young person.
I'm sorry.
See mom and dad there and their daughter.
He brought him over to meet the parents and to form an opinion, asked us our opinion, and we gave her our opinion. An honest one. At least we're honest.
This doesn't surprise me, the attitude that I'm hearing from Joseph, because whether we like it or not, there is snobbery everywhere we look.
And in
some cases, reverse snobbery, as you just said yourself, you being looked at as being posh or whatever the case may be.
I'm just a normal, every like working person and mother doing me best. Same as any chap or woman or whoever in Coolock or whatever state or wherever area you want to pick.
I know, but the thing that and he's obviously being more blunt than he should be about it. The thing is, Adrian, when your daughter, because your daughters are your pride and joy, when your daughter brings home a fella and you don't approve of him, which happened in Joseph's case, for whatever reasons, he didn't like his accent, he didn't like that he was a local gurrier, or I don't even know if he was a gurrier, but you only want, this is literally, by the way, the amount of people giving him hate, this is literally a man who wants the best for his daughter, and people are calling him a scumbag for wanting the best for his daughter.
Absolutely.
And that's your explanation for this, I just want the best for my daughter.
I do want the best for my daughter, yeah, I really do. I want her to meet someone on her level with the same kind of intelligence, the same head on her shoulders. She has a brilliant head on her shoulders, and I think like with like, Adrian.
Okay.
I think there needs to be like with like here.
Bear with me for one second. I want to bring in a message from Martin that's directed at you. Have a listen to this.
Just a little mention there to me old buddy, Joseph. What a pretentious prick. I say he's the biggest gobshite on this podcast, and I include Anto in that. He didn't want his daughter dating somebody who does Muay Thai. So himself and your daughter are walking down the street and two fucking scumbags come up to try to rob their phones. Your man lays them out cold and they walk off with their phones intact. What would you rather? Some fella just shit the fucking togs and give over the phone. Oh, don't worry, there you go. You fucking gobshite. That shows what you are, only a soft old shite. Good old soft hands on you. Probably never run a day's work in your fucking life.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Joseph, do you want to respond to that message that we played a moment ago there?
Listen, he can throw as many insults as he likes at me. I don't give a shite. This is my daughter. This is the daughter I'm raising. People can chime in. It's called Opinions Matter. They can do that. But anyone can tell me, nobody can tell me what to do. They can fuck off.
Okay. Amber, you want, because I know, Joseph, you have to run, and we'll let you go in a second. But Amber, you wanted to get in on this. What did you want to say?
Hey, I completely disagree with Joseph. I'm from Bray, and people always say that Bray is a very posh area, which I don't understand how or why. But my boy.
It does have its posh parts.
Yeah, but like my boyfriend's from Coolock now, and when I was talking to him, my friends were so quick to judge him as well, exactly the same way that Joseph was judging his daughter's boyfriend at the time.
And what did your friend say? So this story, this original story, is actually a girl from Leopardstown who's dating a guy from Coolock. You're a girl from Bray dating a fella from Coolock. What did your friend say, or what have they said?
So when I first told him that, he told me he was from Coolock Flats, and I told my friends, and they were like, "Oh my God, Amber, what are you doing with a scumbag like him?" And I'm like, "But what is wrong? Like, he's so nice to me. He was so nice, and he still is so nice to me. Like, we're together 4 years, and there's no problem."
So, Joseph, if your daughter in a couple of years comes home and says, "I'm dating a fella and he's from the Coolock Flats," what would you say to her?
I mean, it's a bridge I'll most likely have to cross if this fella that she was dating is anything to go by. I just hope that she meets someone on her level. And people are using the word judge like it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's incumbent on all parents to judge who their children are dating. And can I just point out as well, I think it's very different when it's a daughter instead of a son.
But my mother and father never judged me.
Sorry, say that again, Amber?
But my mom and dad never judged me. They said once he treats you right, then that's all I care about.
Okay, so they've been great. But your friends have been very quick to judge and make an opinion on your boyfriend because of where he's from.
Yeah, but when we got together and they finally met him, they changed their tune.
Ah, right. Okay. So, when they got to know him and realised that he's a decent skin, they slowly but surely came around. But so what do you make of that sort of... And we're all guilty of it in one way or another. Either snobbery or reverse snobbery, as you heard from Lee. What do you think of people who make judgments based on the way you speak or where you're from?
I think it's such a hard thing to answer because everyone does judge. You know, it's normal to judge. But I think it's sad at the same time. I think it's because I'm in that situation and I know how it felt. But knowing who he is and, like, even though he's from such a rough area, like, just because you're from that area doesn't mean you are. Like, the narrative that fits.
And here's the thing, Amber, and to everybody listening to this podcast, yeah? Myself and Adrian, for the last 30 years, have been judged over the type of radio shows we've done and the podcast as well. Well, to a lesser extent, the podcast. But when we were doing that nighttime show on 104 for whatever, 20-odd years, we used to get people saying to us all the time, "Oh, that scanger show. They literally judged, even though the show we did was, it's never been beaten in, I sound like Donald Trump now, but it actually hasn't. That show has never been beaten.
No, it was the most popular radio show in Dublin at the
and
time.
No one has ever beaten it since. That was a really popular show, and people used to slag it off saying, "Oh, it's scangers shouting at each other." And they were judging people literally on the way they spoke. So everybody who's slagging off Joseph, I would say get down off your high horse because you're all judgmental. Every single person is judgmental.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's judgmental. Everyone is, like, no matter what the situation is.
Okay, so initially for you, it was very hurtful when your friends were automatically judging your fella and where he was from and everything else.
Yeah.
But they eventually got over themselves, and when they met him, thought he was all right, and everything's going great.
Yeah, we're together 4 years now. I'm in his house now, so I'm in the heartland, Dublin.
Oh, you're now living in Coolock, are you?
No, I'm just out in his house. We're going to show tonight in the arena. So.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I was about to say, going to Coolock is probably a step up from Bray.
Depends on what part of Bray you're talking
about. I'm still living in Bray.
And I'm only joking. I love Bray. Bray's lovely.
All right. Lovely to talk to you, Amber. Where are you off to?
We're off to Peter Kay tonight.
All right. Very good. In the Three Arena. Very good. Well, enjoy. Yep. Have a great night.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
0858252626 is our number. Grace, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
Not too bad. How are you?
You have a very different story of how people judge.
Yeah. I faced a lot of judgment in my relationship because my partner is from Albania. And it was like when I would tell them, you'd swear I was after telling them that I was in a relationship with Pablo Escobar, like they were just so worried for me and, you know, do you know what he's like and all that stuff. But I just ignored it. But I really, really feel sorry for Joseph's daughter because in a similar situation, like my mom really didn't want me with my partner and it causes a divide because you have to give your kids time to make their own decisions.
She wasn't happy, was it because of where he was from? Was it because that he was a foreigner at all, or because of the type of person he was?
I think it was just the generalization around Albanian men. You know, I think there was just a generalization around it that they're like into drugs. There was different kinds of generalizations that you would see online and stuff, especially with what goes on in the UK. And I think that's where she was kind of coming from. But I
making judgment in a very different way, but a similar thing, that it's a stereotype. People were judging him based on a stereotype of Albanian criminals, basically.
Exactly. And you would think, like, you know, if immediately when someone says to me Coolock, I immediately think of Derrindale. And there is a stereotype placed on people from Derrindale, which is not accurate, because I know a girl from Derrindale and she's married to a fella from Derrindale, and they're the most lovely people. They work really hard. They still live there, but they work really hard, and they're just lovely people. So, And it's the same with me. I grew up in a council estate in Drogheda, and I actually am embarrassed sometimes to say where I'm from, because people's faces immediately change.
Oh, well.
But when I moved out,
do you ever say where you're from?
I try to avoid it. I just say the north side of Drogheda.
Oh, really? So you don't say the actual estate that you're from?
Well, no, because then people start to judge, and I'm in business. You know, I like to just keep that to myself, because there is a stereotype placed on that estate as well.
Okay, and I know some of the estates in Drogheda, and I know some of them have a very bad reputation. You're saying that you deliberately avoid saying what estate in Drogheda you are from, because people will automatically judge you, just like they judge people from Derrindale and Dublin.
Yes, exactly. Like, you say it and people's face immediately change, or they'll come with a line, like I've just said, and say, oh, I know some really nice people from there. It's rare to know a nice person from that area. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so, but you're, by doing that though, Grace, you're feeding into that prejudice.
Yeah, because it exists. And I think the most, like, what really actually got to me was Joseph saying that guy was stacking shelves in Tesco's. Like, as somebody who is constantly trying to hire staff for my business, I can tell you that a lot of 16-year-olds don't want to work. They want to be out with their friends, drinking in fields, vaping, smoking, you know, because that's the cool thing to do. So a 16-year-old even taking the initiative to go and stock shelves in...
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. That's what I said to him. What does he expect the young fella to be doing? Be a bank manager at 16?
I just think he's going to push his daughter away, and he's going to cause a massive divide. He really needs to look at his parenting, because, you know, sometimes you have to let them kind of venture out and try things out. And if they get hurt, her dad should be someone that she can go to and say, this guy really hurt me. And then he'll console her. Not, he sounds like a man who'd say, oh, I told you so.
So let me ask you, before you got with your current partner, was being from where you are from an issue for you in terms of relationships and whatever?
No, I had one mother of a guy that I was with make a judgment, and I said to her, you know, you judging me on where I'm from says more about you than it does about me. And subsequently, her son was the one who turned out to be an absolute, I won't even say it, but he turned out to be the most vile human. So she really couldn't afford to judge. I think you have to look at your own family before you start to judge others. You know, I moved out of where I'm from, because I noticed, like, the people who seemed to get in trouble more often than not were boys. And when I got pregnant and found out I was having a boy, I didn't want to raise him there, purely because it was the boys that were tending to get into the trouble.
Right, and that, again, that's really sad. But that is, sadly, you...
But people would judge Grace for that. Like, if I said something like that, yeah... That, in fact, Joseph, who was on, he was on about 6 months ago, and he said that he moved out of Tala because he didn't want to. He was in Jobstown, wasn't he? And he said, or was it Kilnamana? I can't
remember. Somewhere around
there. But anyway,
yeah.
He said he moved him and his family out of there because he didn't want his kids growing up with the local scumbags. And he was literally blasted. Yet everybody's happy with Grace saying that.
This is I agree with you, by the way. I don't judge the parents of those Well, I judge some of them actually because they let their kids run ragged. But like,
but Grace, sorry, you're saying nothing wrong. I know the estate you're from, and it is, or the estate you're where from, and it is quite notorious. I wouldn't want my kids brought up there. Now, people would say that's a snobby attitude. That's not a snobby attitude. You want to bring up your children in an area that is safe and that they're not going to get mixed in with the wrong crowd. Because I see in an estate not too far away from where I live, the kids are literally, they're feral. They're literally feral kids. They're let play out during the night on a school night till 11 o'clock. There's no parental control. They're little fuckers, the kids are. And I would hate my kids to be brought up in.
So again, I go back to the statement, Grace. If you heard that somebody doesn't want to date somebody or doesn't want their child dating somebody, say from the estate that you grew up in, or from Darndale, or the flats in Coolock, as you just heard, what do you not understand why some people do make that immediate judgment?
I understand the immediate judgment, of course, because it has happened to me that you'd be immediately judged. Like when I moved out of there, trying to change my accent to suit my job, to suit so that people just wouldn't understand and straight away say to me, where are you from? That's not a Dublin accent or a, you know, it. I didn't want them being able to identify or even that space for them to ask me. But at the same time, if you are judging somebody, you have to get to know the person. And there are very good, hardworking people that come from the worst of backgrounds and worst of estates. So I think you have to give them a chance and get to know them. And if your child's dreams and goals align with that person's dreams and goals, what is the problem? Just because they talk different, dress different, and are from different areas.
All right, Grace, stay with me for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626. And that, I mean, this comes back to, I know somebody, for example, who's from Finglas, and you'd never in a month of Sundays know that she was from Finglas because of the way that she speaks, and people call her posh because she doesn't sound like a stereotypical person.
So what does the stereotypical from Finglas sound like?
People in Finglas have an opinion of what it should be.
What
I'm trying to say is this person gets judged
for
sounding posh because she's originally from Finglas. That's the point. Saying what a stereotypical Finglas person. Stop trying to make an argument out of nothing. You're not listening to what I'm saying. She has been judged for sounding posh, basically, because she's from Finglas.
But what does someone from Finglas... I don't get you. I'm confused here. Sorry. What does someone...
Finglas people think this woman is posh.
But what does someone from Finglas sound like?
I don't know what somebody from Finglas...
Oh, no, you do.
I'm not the one making this judgment, you gobshite.
No, you obviously haven't...
Do you listen to what I'm saying?
I just wish you'd be straight about it. I'll be straight about
it. I'm going to cut you off now. You're acting an absolute knob now. Keith, you're on Opinions Matter.
Posh fuckers again thinking they're better than everyone else. You know, the salt of the earth comes from them areas. You know, you go out to them posh areas and all what, because you have a bit of fucking money and you pay for the houses that are better than everyone else. Fuck them. The places where we come from are much better than all them fucking shitholes that they claim are much better than our places. So, tell him, Joseph there, I think that man is from Joe. He used to live in Jobstown, didn't he? Yeah, good enough he got fucking out of it.
Live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel, Portmarnock, Dublin, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Now, let me play this WhatsApp voice note from Ed.
Lads, this is a great topic, but I completely agree with Joseph, and I don't even have any kids. But I want the best for my nieces. And I would imagine if you lined up 20 men who had a daughter and asked them the question, would you like your daughter to meet a well-educated man from a good background with good morals, who has a plan for his future, who wants to go certain places in life, who wants to get a house, a mortgage, family, all of that, and he's educated to whatever standard, and he's a good salt of the earth human being. Every single father would say, yeah. Now, if you said, would you rather that, or one of the yuck bros who goes around in a Canada Goose fucking jacket and a fucking grey tracksuit every day, and he walks in Tesco stacking shelves, they're going to say, I think I'll take option A. Because now in this current climate, you need two well-educated people together as a couple, earning 50 to 60K to even get entertained for a mortgage. And if you have one of them that's that, and the other one that walks in Tesco's, it ain't going to work.
All right, Ed. Thanks very much indeed. 0858252626 is our number. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How are you, lads? Oh, sorry, I just want to say hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Very good. No, thank you.
Does she sound like she's from Finglas? Does she have a Finglas accent?
I don't know what a Finglas accent is.
Oh, you do.
I don't actually.
Oh, yeah, you do. You do.
I don't.
Stop playing silly buggers.
No, I don't.
How are you?
That's a Finglas
now,
accent.
What's wrong with a hell accent, Jeremy? It doesn't mean you're a bad egg.
You're going down to the Shamrock for a couple of drinks. For a couple of frat frogs. So they sound a bit like Nidge. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying Adrian on his perch there. You know, talking bullshit.
Yeah, what about you, Mr. Metalspoon, shoved up so far your arse, you lie and say it's a proper silver spoon.
I grew up in a council estate, by the way. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, but that makes you even worse.
Oh, yeah, but you're very quick to forget now. Where you came from.
No.
You act as if you're king of the hill.
You said at the start of this episode.
It's not about me. Yeah.
You said at the
it's
start of this episode. Oh, Leprechaun sounds a lovely area. It's very nice.
Well, it is. But I'm not from there. Yes, but yeah.
Leprechaun sounds very nice. You sound like such a snobby.
I also believe that most people who grew up in so-called troubled areas, if they had the money, they would get out of the area. So do you think someone living in, name the worst area in Dublin that you could name?
Oh, that estate we were talking about in Drogheda.
Yeah,
it's a fairly rough estate.
It's a shithole. Do you not think the people living there, given the chance, if they were offered a house in Malahide, they'd go, oh, I won't take that. I'd rather stay where there's crime.
Okay, Jess, what do you make of people judging somebody based on the accent they have and the area they're from?
Oh, I can't stand them. I think they're judgmental pricks. Joseph being a prime example. I know he's not there anymore, but Jesus Christ, eat some humble pie and come back down to earth a little bit, yeah? No, I hate
for wanting,
like,
for wanting the best for his daughter.
Judge.
For wanting the best for his daughter. Oh yeah.
Jeremy, did you not hear him? He knows about cars and he works in Tesco. Well, what do you want him to do? Would you rather him be a little yup bro dealing drugs on the street? Like, what do you want?
The point I'm trying to make is all he is a father that's looking out for the best of his daughter.
Do you know what the point is, Jeremy? Judge someone by them. Judge a person by themselves, area they come from.
No, he didn't judge.
What's Joseph doing? He's not doing that.
No, he didn't. That's exactly what he did do. He didn't
judge them based on the fact that he was into cars, he works in Tesco, and he's into MMA. That's what he, and the way he spoke. That's what he judged him on.
No, by the way, there's nothing wrong with packing shelves. She's had
I cannot count on one hand how many times I've been talking to a girl, because I'm on the dating scene, talking to a girl, as soon as I mention I'm from Finglas, I get blocked. Some people have said the most horrible shit to me. Do you think that's okay?
No, it's dreadful.
This is how judgmental people are. How often does this happen
to you, Jess, that as soon as you mention that you're from Finglas, you get judged?
I've been keeping track. I'm on about 15 now.
Really? On 15 occasions, you've been blanked because...
Oh, I've been keeping count, yeah.
Because of where you're from, because you're from Finglas.
And you don't even have a stereotypical Finglas accent.
I had someone say to me before, oh, I bet you're a scanger, aren't you? No.
No, I mean, you, and this may come across as condescending. It's not, you sound good for someone who's from Finglas.
Jesus, that does sound condescending.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean you sound condescending.
There you go again, no, Jeremy.
Listen to what a prick you sound right now.
I'm giving you a compliment. You
sound posher than
Hang on, Jeremy. Hang on. Hang on, Adrian. So if I sound like this, right? How are you, Jeremy Ellery? What's the story? Would you think I'm less educated?
Oh, geez, I'm going down the rabbit hole.
You've dug this rabbit hole.
Well, I can't get out of the rabbit hole.
So basically, Jess, what he's saying is you sound posher than the average typical Finglas
and
person.
Adrian agrees with that as well.
No, I don't.
And you know damn well what part of Finglas I came from. I came from the rough, rough, rough part of Finglas. But that doesn't mean I'm rough or I'm a scanger or I'm this, that and the other. So judge me as a person, not where I come from.
Okay, but you've had experiences where people are literally dumping you or blanking you because you admit that you're from Finglas.
It's nothing to do with the fact that
their problem.
But it's nothing to do with the fact that you're like a Rottweiler and you're always angry, like...
That's another day's work.
But I'm just saying.
Some people like that, Jeremy. What can I say?
I'm just saying that would be the red flag for me.
Stay there for a second, Jess.
She fucking turned on you like a bulldog. That one.
Good to hear you laughing for a change, Jess, as well.
Yeah, there you go. You're Rottweiler. Yeah.
Hang on, Jamie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jamie?
How are you all?
Good, thanks, Jamie. What did you want to say on this? Can you understand why people judge based on where somebody's from and the way they speak?
No, honestly, no.
Have you, do you never judge if you hear somebody is from a particularly rough housing estate or whatever, you wouldn't have an opinion?
No opinion. Listen, whatever happens, happens. Whatever happens, happens.
Okay, so to the lady who contacted us in the first place, annoyed that her family and friends have told her he's not good for me, I can do better, and somebody like Joseph that we were listening to earlier on, who will not let his daughter go out with a certain type.
This is a bit controlling in my
okay, so his argument was, I'm doing my best for my daughter. I'm looking out for my daughter. That's it. That's all he's trying to do.
Well, it's very controlling. Yeah, problem.
Sorry, every parent is controlling.
No.
Yes,
controlling.
Yes, they are. No. If your daughter or your son is going out with someone who's undesirable, yeah?
Yeah.
Your job as a parent is to steer them away from that. So if, Adrian, if your daughter...
You could have the opposite effect.
No,
you can have the opposite effect in doing that.
Listen to me for a second. Hypothetically, if your daughter arrived home, obviously she's in a steady relationship now, but if she arrived home today and said, I've got a new boyfriend, and you said, what does he do? And you said, well, I have to be honest with you. He's a cannabis dealer. Deals cannabis around the area.
That's completely different.
No, how is
that
it
is
different?
Completely different. Than
okay.
He speaks with a common accent.
Ah, no, the accent thing. No. In fairness, I can't deal with...
Or Amber's friends judging her boyfriend because he's from the flats in Coolock. They immediately had an opinion on him because of where he's from.
As I said, I have family in Coolock and they're the nicest people you could ever.
And then we also heard from Grace, who doesn't admit the estate that she's from because people will judge her. That's dreadful.
But I think the Coolock thing in the last couple of years, all those Coolock says no protests and all that and throwing petrol bombs at places, that did that area absolutely no good. And if anything, it tarnished it. Because Coolock years ago had a really bad reputation, and would you agree that did nothing to help the reputation?
No, it didn't help. No,
that you had these you don't have Fox Rock says no. You don't have Fox Rock people throwing petrol bombs at places.
Louise has been on to us.
Hi lads, great topic. Louise here, how are you? I just can't believe what we're hearing from this Joseph fella. I mean, Jeremy, I've been listening to him for years, so I know he's like. But this guy is on another level of snobbery. I mean, seriously, like, he didn't even give the young lad a chance. He's 16, the guy. I mean, if he was 36 and he hadn't got a job or he hadn't no direction in his life, I could understand his point of view then a little bit. But I mean, a 16-year-old lad, and he's, I don't know if I heard it correctly, but he knows about cars and that was a problem, or he was working in Tesco's and that's a problem. I mean, seriously, like, I did a bit of a similar situation, guys. As you know, I married an Egyptian guy. I'm originally from Blanchardstown. I met my husband 14 years ago. He's from a posh part of Cairo, along the embassy belt, so they, I suppose, be the equivalent of Balls Bridge. And when we got together, his mother was like Joseph. She felt that her son could do better and all the rest, so even like she doesn't know anything about Ireland or Blanche or whatever the case may be. But she wanted someone from their neighbourhood sort of thing. And my father-in-law was completely upset. And he was like, listen, if he's happy and that's what he wants, keep your nose out of it. 14 years later, 3 kids, a thriving business in Spain. I mean, we did good. And it wasn't just him. It was the two of us. I mean, Joseph, get a bleeding life. You know what I mean? I can understand your daughter, 16, you're concerned about her. Like every father, do you know that sort of way? That's not going to go away. But instead of dictating to her and like prejudging people, why don't you just try to guide her in a nice way? I mean, with your attitude, God knows where she'll end up. Just a bit of friendly advice from someone that's been through the experience. Thanks, lads.
All right, Louise, great message as well. Thanks very much indeed, Jay.
Afternoon, Adrian. Adrian, how do you think Lorraine felt when she introduced me to her family? Now, you know my circumstances. She introduced a divorced mum of 5 kids. She was only in her early 20s with no kids. Now, her ma wasn't too impressed. Her dad backed it all the way because I was hard working. And we're married now with 3 kids. But every opportunity her ma got, she tried to interfere and get Lorraine to walk away from me, even when she had 1 or 2 kids for me. But her dad, no. So it's not where he's from, it's how we treat her. It's not how what happened with his last marriage, that's nothing to do with now. It's how he treats our daughter. Just remember, lads, we don't own these kids. We just have them until they grow up and spread their wings and move on.
Thanks, Jay. And finally, Dave.
Guys, you know what I find hilarious about this conversation is Dublin people judging other Dublin people. But once you go outside the M50, the rest of the country judges you like all the same. If you're from Finglas or from D4. And trust me, I know it'll be many, many years for need to be accepted as one of their own. But yeah, all our love from Bally Go Backwards.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Dave, and thank you all of you for your messages. Very interesting conversation. Before we go, we have another reusable Opinions Matter travel mug to give away.
Here is the question, and you can WhatsApp the answer to us on 085-825-2626. Here is the question. Several times during this podcast, Joseph mentioned that the undesirable son-in-law, yeah, worked in a certain shop. What shop was it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you know the answer to that, you can send us a WhatsApp with your name and your answer to 085-825-2626. You can only enter this competition by WhatsApp. Send it to us right now to 085-825-2626. Give us the answer to that question and your name, and you'll go into the draw for another reusable Opinions Matter travel mug. The question one more time.
What a chain of stores were mentioned by Joseph several times that his soon-to-be son-in-law...
No, he's not.
Was a shelf packer in.
Get your answer into us right now on WhatsApp, 085-825-2626. Thanks very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode.